the rest of the story. What a trio they were, King Henry VIII, Queen Catherine, and Anne Boleyn, a noted triangle in the romantic geometry of 16th century England. Anne, you'll remember, began as an attendant to Queen Catherine, but quickly the two became rivals. Eventually Anne won. She succeeded Catherine as Henry's queen. But during that bitter, lopsided rivalry, the aging Queen Catherine just once got the upper hand. See, Anne was only 12 when her father, Sir Thomas Boleyn, took her to France. And there she entered the royal service, remained for 3 years. Even then, her appearance was impressive, though not particularly dazzling. She had large eyes, raven black hair, a slender neck, soft, dark complexion. And she wore gloves. I said she wore gloves. At 15, Anne returned to England. Her grandfather was one of King Henry's leading ministers. Her father's prestige was ascending. Her elder sister was an attendant in the royal court. As a matter of course, Anne Boleyn herself became known and accepted in the court. Soon she joined the Queen's own entourage. The poet Sir Thomas Wyatt was among her admirers at the time, and Henry Percy, heir to the Earl of Northumberland. But when talk of marriage arose, rumors arose, something about sorcery, and whispers said that that's something related to the gloves she always wore. At first, King Henry was not attracted to Anne, but gradually throughout Henry's increasing displeasure with Queen Catherine, the younger Anne Boleyn became his favorite, and then the subtle rivalry began. In the midst of this competition with her youthful rival, the Queen desperately mobilized her meager wit, her remaining authority, her sharp tongue, but these turned Henry more off than on. And also, Catherine had not given him a son, and as Henry's antipathy for the Queen intensified, so did his desire for an heir to the throne, and so did his love for the lovelier Anne Boleyn. But the Queen did not give up. And at times when the three were together, the Queen would play her ace. Why, she would ask, why did Anne not remove her gloves? Anne, conspicuously hurt, would sit silent. Catherine escalated her caustic taunt to open scorn to the Queen. Anne Boleyn epitomized her own waning youth. Her bitterness festered. She became increasingly petulant, overtly abusive. Why would Anne not remove her gloves, the Queen demanded. And Anne would respond only with silence. And eventually her patience was rewarded with a crown that Henry eventually turned against his younger bride, and also with such vehemence that his anger cost her her life, may or may not have had anything to do with those gloves, or with imagined sorcery, or with what court tattlers called the sign of a witch. But history does record that one desperate day, the Queen's taunt became an order. Remove those gloves. That day, Catherine Sutton got the upper hand, if only for a little while. That day, by royal command, Anne Boleyn removed her gloves and revealed for her and for the king to see the ugliness of a deformed left hand, one hand with six fingers. And now you know the rest of the story.